Hello, everybody in podcast land. Welcome once again to the Lighthouse of Chatterpoint. Come on in. We got some decaf brewing this evening, so we don't stay awake all night. But you can stay awake all night if you want, listening to this amazing podcast, because one of the things we're doing this evening is we're talking to a great guy named George Adamchak, who called in and talked about his amazing page, Funny, Crazy, Sexy, and his other page, Quote Facts. He's got over 400,000 followers on Facebook.
Combined, yes.
And with me, of course, is my lovely host, co-host, or host, Tony Esparza.
Hostess.
Call her whatever you want. She looks nothing like a cupcake, okay? Just so you know. maybe a Twinkie, I don't know, but a cupcake. So anyway, speaking of Facebook, okay, and phones and social media, we have this booming trend towards everybody staring into their phone constantly.
Yes.
Okay, and it's becoming annoying. Okay?
Yes, because they're missing out on the wonderful things out there to see.
I know, and I sometimes, you know, I'll be watching TV or something, and I'll catch myself on my phone, and then you'll say to me, "Did you see that?" I'm like, "No."
No.
I'm sitting right in front of the TV.
It's because he'd rather be on his phone than...
Well, I'd rather be on Facebook reading memes from Funny, Crazy, Sexy. Okay. And quote backs.
Right. I forgot. You blend in with the kids today. I forgot.
Well, that's why there's no more pictures of Bigfoot out there, because everyone is too busy staring into their phones.
True.
To look up and go, "Oh my God."
True.
It's
or
Bigfoot.
They're taking pictures of themselves and not paying attention to what's out there. You know, right now I think an alien could be interacting with some people and they wouldn't even know it.
You think?
Yeah. I do, because I mean, you know, there's times where I say something to you and you don't even know what I said. Seriously, I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. And then you'll say something and I'll say, "Well, I told you about that." "No, you didn't." "Yeah, I did."
Well, who had me looking for something that they had all along this afternoon?
Yes. Okay.
I win.
Throw it in my face.
Okay.
How many times do I win, though?
You have your share.
Look, I also give you a lot when, you know, it wouldn't really do.
Easy now. But folks, I'm glad you could join us on Chatterpoint. And we hope that you enjoy this interview that we conducted earlier. And you're going to have the chance to listen to that. But first, before we continue, a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor.fm. Okay, folks, with me here is a special friend of mine. We met some years ago at a dead-end job, and we're not gonna mention who that was, because we don't want to give him credit for bringing us two together here on this. And if you don't know, him by his name, George Adamchak, but if you're one of over 303,000 people on Facebook, you probably know him by his incredible meme machine, hilarious meme machine name of Funny, Crazy, Sexy. And Quote Backs are two of his pages that keep us in stitches day to day, minute to minute. George Adamchak, thank you so much for coming on and joining us today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, sir. I'll tell you, I seem to remember you approaching me years ago and saying, "You know, I want to do this thing with these memes." And I didn't know anything about it, because I'm not really a funny kind of person, you know. But you have a direct line, it seems to be, to over 400,000 people's funny bone. How did that come about?
Well, it's a lot of hard work, but it's worth it if you really enjoy that kind of thing. I like to make up my own jokes and stories and share them with people. And I just got on Facebook and it was perfect timing. And what we do is I make my own memes up, but also I share memes from other pages and they in turn share something from my page. So it works out great for both people. And it started out slowly, but then it just mushroomed. And now we have, like you said, Funny, Sexy, Crazy has over 300,000, and Quote Facts has 190,000, and we're doing great.
Wow, that's incredible. And just so it's all just about sharing. I know it sounds like there's some quid pro quo going on there, George.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to have a hearing about that or anything, you know, with this all this quid pro quo going on. And you know what I like the most about Funny, Crazy, Sexy and Quotebacks is there doesn't seem to be any political stuff going on those pages. It's all just straightforward comedy and straightforward fun.
That is exactly what I wanted to do. I have no religious or political humor on there, and if anybody starts posting it, I hide it so that they can still see it, but the rest of the fans can't see it. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to start controversy. I want to just be making people happy and laugh, and that's what I'm all about, really.
You certainly do that. I've always had a knack of sneaking up on me at work. I'd be busy, and then I'd hear over my shoulder, "Hey, buddy," and I'd be like, just jump out of my skin, George. You killed me every time. It was awesome. And now,
yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please, you.
A couple of them have over 30,000 shares of some of my original memes. One original meme on a New Year's Eve actually got over 100,000 shares.
Wow, that's incredible. 100,000, yeah, and that was
one
just...
I made up myself, yeah.
That was just coming from you, not from, you know, sharing other people's stuff. You just put that meme out there and somebody grabbed it.
I did share it to other pages and they shared me back, but it mushroomed. And it was funny because I was working and driving all day, and I didn't realize. And then at night, I turned the computer back on, and it went from like 1,000 shares to like 40,000 shares, and like then it just mushrooms even higher than that. It was a good day. It was a good New Year's Eve.
Wow, that excuse me sounds fantastic. Now, how do you convince people to share these? I mean, do you just put them out there? I mean, what kind of do you have to strike up deals with these people to say, listen, if you share and you know, go quid pro quo, to use that phrase that's so popular these days.
Well, a lot of the people on there who are page owners are really, really nice people. I could name some of the other pages too, but they are really cool and they really. Took me under their wing and helped me out at first, and they're still going now. A lot of them, though, Facebook deleted, which is a shame. They went after pages they tried to actually make money. They went after pages that were posting ad links, and they just deleted them, and it was a shame. But they helped me out, and they're still going strong, and we're all trying to keep going and fight the good fight and make everyone laugh.
Good. I know that's strange that they would do that because they actually have ways for you to promote your page in their own programming. To say $5 will boost this page to 6,000 people or whatever the case may be. So that's interesting that they would delete pages that were trying to make money when they themselves are trying to make money from your posts.
Exactly. They're jealous of any little person who's making money that they're not making.
Wow. Do you have other accounts on Twitter and Instagram? And
I do, and I'm going to start doing this the first of the year. I mean, maybe even December. I'm going to start doing Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of them. I'm going to go on Buffer's social media site and try and do it all at the same time because it's too hard to do it one by one.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I know that Instagram, you can post it on Facebook and other mediums as well. I think Twitter and Facebook are linked up to Instagram in that way. And anything you post to Instagram will go over to Twitter, but I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Oh, wow. That's cool. See, that's something I didn't know.
Don't tell me I'm educating you on meme sharing now.
You're
like the
definitely.
King of it. Okay, now it baffles me now to hear that you are like one of the funniest people that I personally know, and you've come up somehow and written this really dark book. Tell us about your book, Lost Minds, Wandering Souls.
Well, it's a combination of a bunch of stories I came up with over the years. The first one, The Nap Demon, was actually... I was trying to be a screenwriter because I thought writing was too hard. And the screenplays were easier, so I came across a contest for a psychotronic screenplay, short screenplay, which is like, you know, really gory, horrific type of screenplay. And that's what I came up with. And it was a screenplay for years, a short screenplay for years, and they didn't like it at all.
But
then I took it and I actually wrote it as a story, and people think it's pretty terrifying.
It is. I told you, in the last podcast, we had an introduction, and I had mentioned that you were going to be joining us in our next episode, and that you had written this book, Lost Minds, Wandering Souls, and I'm reading, I'm like, you know, Stephen King needs to read this book.
Oh, man.
And take pointers, okay?
Wow.
He is...
I don't know if I'm that good of a writer yet, but I hope so.
Well, you sure struck a chord with me. And what about the other stories here? You have four short stories that, as to quote your book, that take you to the fringes of reality. Okay, so you have the Nap Demon.
Yes, and then the Halloween story.
Okay.
That one, actually, I had a dream about a kid with no face. And he was trying to, and I just can't, when I woke up, I came up with this idea of that he was like trying on, well, I shouldn't say, but it's more of like something you'd see in an old creepy or eerie or old horror comic, I think. But I think it's pretty cool for Halloween, especially.
Now, those comic book style stories are really, you know, they're really popular. In fact, the new Tales from the Crypt recently aired, with written by Joe Hill and Stephen King, I believe. And you know, Joe Hill is of course Stephen King's son, and he is very talented too. But
Definitely.
But that's who your writing reminds me of, and I'm a big fan of Joe Hill, to be honest with you. Just as much as I was Stephen King back in the day, Joe Hill is really, he hits it on the nail where his father dropped the hammer.
Oh my goodness, don't say that.
Exactly.
But you have such a unique style about you that I don't even know how to phrase it, okay? I thought I had found all these ways to scare me. You tapped into yet another way to do it with your book.
I do. I really like the old classics. I actually like the old adventure stories like Robert E. Howard's Conan and Edgar Rice Burroughs' Princess of Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then I realized I like the faster pace, less prosy and more like action.
Right.
That's what I go for.
Cool. Cool. Well, tell us about another story. Tell us about the whole book, George. You got two more to go.
Okay. Well, the third story... it actually was a photo. It was an article on Facebook, I think, or on the internet about a kid, a child who was shot in the head and did lose part of his skull.
Mm-hmm.
And I just developed the story from there.
Wow.
And that one, I really, really, I think if anybody's ever read Stephen King's Night Shift, that is one of my favorite books. I love reading the short stories, and that's what the one that I sort of. Wrote for that. If I was going to be involved in a short story anthology, that's
right.
The one that I was trying to get in there. And it was it affected me, actually. I got into that story a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth story is my ode to the Twilight Zone. It's a real fantasy one. I really like it as the fourth and last story in the book because it ends up on a it ends up where, like, your mind goes anywhere. It's just a high note. It goes out on a high note.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Good. You know, if you end things on a low note, on a down note, sometimes you have somebody, they close the book and they go, oh.
Yeah.
But if you end on that high note and they close the book and they say, wow, that left me feeling something. And that's what a good writer will do. He'll know how to end it, you know. Something that I was always told when I was playing in bands and everything and trying to get into music and everything, I was told, always leave them wanting more.
Right, exactly.
And that's what you should do.
And I don't write too much description. You know, I want to get the story developed, and I was trying to get them done as graphic novels or comic book stories, but it's hard for the artist, and well, it's hard for the writer to get that done, because you have to pay the artist. And I don't blame them one bit, but it's expensive. They pay a charge like $100, $200 a page sometimes.
Yeah.
And if you have a story that's like 20, 30 pages, plus the printing costs and everything, that all falls on the writer most of the time. So right. That's difficult. So I figured I'll try writing. And hopefully it strikes a chord with a lot of people.
Well, I'm telling you, you're going to strike a chord here, man, because...
Yeah, that's
first of all, it's a great book, and to be honest with you, for only only 99 cents on Amazon, on Kindle,
right.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will buy that book just to be scared out of their wits for 99 cents. You can't even get that at the dollar store these days. You go into a dollar store and nothing scares you, you know, except for the cashier, you know.
And you got the paperback out this week. Hopefully, maybe people will buy it for Christmas presents for somebody else, you know?
That's
yes.
right.
Yes, absolutely.
Makes a good Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm. All right, George, you know what? Thank you so much for joining us here this evening, man, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I know you got a million memes to write for all those 400,000-plus followers you have there. That is amazing. I mean, I can't even imagine. The number 303,000 for one page alone just baffles me. It boggles me.
It's a responsibility, but I'll handle it.
But you know what? With great power comes great responsibility. So
yes,
you
yes,
have
yes.
the power to both amuse and scare people. Congratulations.
Now you got me all started. Now I want to write another story and go back and make some more memes and put them on Facebook.
There you go.
And you can write a horror story about being interviewed on a podcast.
Where their phones drill into your head.
Tony says, you're being interviewed on a podcast where the earphones drill into your head.
That's actually cool. I like that. I'm stealing your idea.
All right, George, thank you so much for getting in here with us today and for your tips and tricks on
thank
getting
you.
Shared.
And thank you. It's so good to hear your voice, buddy.
You too, buddy. I will hopefully see you soon.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye. And that was our interview with George Adamczyk. Isn't he a great guy?
He is.
I mean, he's just funny.
He's hilarious.
I know. From the moment he wakes up to the moment I'm sure he goes to sleep, he's always got something going through his head, some way to either to make us laugh, but now ways to terrify us.
Yes,
so
both.
I don't know what to do now. I'm like, should I be afraid of George or should I give him a beer and tell him jokes? Or...
From
let him tell me
one end of the spectrum to the other.
It's always great to talk to George and to hear from him. And folks, I want to thank you very much for tuning in and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. In future episodes, I hopefully, now he agreed to do this, Master Legend.
Oh my gosh, Master Legend.
The
no way.
Real life superhero from Orlando.
Awesome.
I know he's going to be joining us. We'll be interviewing him by phone. And because he's too busy to get together and sit across the table from us, but
right.
go through sound checks and all that stuff.
Well, it's a ways to drive too.
It's Orlando, you know. But you know, for such a great guy, you know, you really got to put forward the effort for him because he does so many great things for his community. And
True.
And that's something that's lacking in society today. Somebody who's willing to reach out and do things for their community. And in a superhero costume, too.
Exactly. See, I got all excited. I hit the microphone. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank y'all. I hope y'all have all a lovely night.
Thank you very much, folks, for joining us.
Goodbye.